Today on the Contractor Fight Podcast, we are digging into what it means to sell unafraid. I'm going to share with you the mindsets, strategies, and tactics to explode your sales. Let's go. Fighters, today let's talk about getting eyeballs, getting the phone to ring. That's what this episode is all about. When I say get eyeballs, it's about getting the phone to ring. It's about driving interest and attention to your business, because without that, you can't sell anything. Guys, I want to just dig in. I'm going to give you some low-hanging fruit here today for a lot of you. And the reason I'm going with the low-hanging fruit and nothing advanced here is because it's the basics that win games. And most contractors that I talk to, truth be told, they simply blow off this basic stuff and don't do it well. And I'm telling you, the things that I'm going to share with you today will easily put, depending on the size of your business and job size and stuff, but let's just take a guy, maybe you're a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 company. The things I'm going to share with you today, if you commit to doing these things each and every day, you'll add $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 of revenue to your company per month. Okay. So here's the thing. I just said something a minute ago about doing it every day. I'm going to talk about consistency later. But a lot of you guys give me pushback. I get hate mail. You know, I don't mean like real hate mail, like fuck you, Tom. But I just mean like, Tom, it's unrealistic to do marketing and things like that every day. Well, you know what I say to you? Fucking quit your business then. All right? Like seriously, you are not in business to build shit. You are not in business to be a carpenter, a painter, or a candlestick fucking maker. All right? You are in business to meet the fucking needs in the marketplace. That's the first reason you open a business, is to meet a need. And the second reason is to make money. And you can't make money if you think your number one job in your business is to do the actual craft. And I'm going to get after you a little bit on this topic because I'm sick and fucking tired of your excuses, all the fucking emails you send me in the DMs and shit, making excuses. Well, I have to work in the field. Well, no shit, Sherlock. You have to work in the field. All right. How do you think everyone else fucking does it? All right. They put shit on the calendar. They time block things. They know what their priorities are. They charge the proper rates for their work. Like shit, I did a Q&A the other night online and some dude's like, well, I just can't seem to get over the hump where I can't get out of the field to where I can hire people and then market and sell. And I'm like, that's because you're not charging enough money there, Einstein. All right. And you keep arguing. And it was an argument. Like there was, and it went private on a DM is where it went. Okay. And the whole, every fucking thing that this person typed was an excuse why they couldn't charge more money and all this other bullshit. So I'm just sick and fucking tired of contractors. You spend more time trying to justify your fucking misery and your excuses than you do trying to learn a new skill, surround yourself with fucking winners, and actually put in the work that it takes to be successful. So I have zero fucking sympathy for any of you that are going to thinking right now, I can't do this stuff every day. All right, well, then you should fucking quit and go work for somebody else. Fuck me. God, I started this episode all fucking chill. And then that spark was just, yeah, whatever. Okay, so some low-hanging fruit. First thing, set the table here, guys. Being known is key to building your business. All right, the number one thing, this is the number one thing in the contractor fight right now. I'm not exempt from this. All right. The number one thing that's stopping us from being a $100 million company around the world right now is eyeballs. All right. It's being known. So you have to just pound this into your fucking DNA here that it is your job to be known. That is your number one job, is to be known and sell shit. Many of you that listen to this, and I say you because I get these messages too, Tom, my work speaks for itself. I'm doing that weird voice today. I don't know what it is, but anyway. And guys, I get where that's coming from. Like, and it's never somebody that wants to grow and scale their business and actually build an empire. It's always the guys that have zero fucking vision for their life, meaning they want to stay small and they want to be like, you know, my work speaks for itself. I'm referral only and this and that. Well, guys, you're only going to grow so much. Your body only has so many production hours in it as you get older. All right. And when I hear somebody that says, I don't do any marketing for my business because my work speaks for itself, that's code for one of a few things, or maybe all these things. I don't know. And I know I'm making a broad generalization here, but it's usually code for number one, I'm fucking lazy and I don't want to do marketing, or I did marketing before, or I hired people before and I was a shitty leader. I did a shitty job with my marketing. I wasn't consistent. Whatever it was. And I had a bad experience. So I'm like, fuck that. That doesn't work. My work speaks for itself and I don't want to grow my business big. Or it's code for you don't trust yourself to do your fucking job as a business owner. All right. So now your work speaking for itself is somewhat true. If your goal, I have no problem. If your goal is like, I want to work in the field. I like to work in the field. All right. I like this pace. I like being alone. I like having one little helper or whatever the fuck it is. And, you know, I'm just going to work off referrals my whole life. Maybe your spouse makes money and you don't have to make a lot of money. I don't know what your financial situation is, so I'm not going to make any assumptions. What I'm saying, there are some cases that your work is enough to speak for itself, depending on what you do. However, if you want to grow your business like 99% of you want to do, if you want to avoid the ups and downs of seasonalities in your business and cash flow and leads and sales, then pay the fuck attention to the things I'm talking about here today. All right? So, here's some easy fruit to pick. Number one, guys, nail your brand identity. I can't tell you how many contractors I drive around just in Colorado Springs here, and I see working down the street, they have no signage, all right? Or if they have a logo on their truck, it's all in like the signature font and cursive, and it's hard to read. The colors are fucked up because they're trying to look like a heavy metal band, or they're trying to get all fancy and cutesy with the artwork, and it's just too many colors. There's no punchy fonts and things like that. Invest in your brand identity. Go to fucking 99 Designs or something, okay? I have no affiliation with them, or Fiverr, or one at Upwork, any of these fucking things. Or go to your local chamber of commerce and find the fucking housewife chick who starts a part-time branding business, logo design business or something. Guys, your brand identity, this is not all the things you do for marketing. Your brand identity is things like your logo, all right? It's the fonts that you use. It's the colors that you use. It's the signage that's out there. It's the wraps on the trucks, all these different things. This is low hanging fruit. Guys, you look at the Contractor Fight logo. It's iconic. All right. We put a lot of time and money into that way back in the day. And every single thing that we do, that identity is on it. And a lot of you guys are just missing out because you're like, well, I like to fly undercover and I don't want to mark up my vans and stuff. You know, that I don't know if it's because you're going to the fucking strip clubs or some shit like that, or you don't want it parked in front of bars and people to see that you're in a bar. I don't know what the fuck your reasons are, but whatever they are, they're fucking stupid. All right. You should have cards. You should have your social media should match your fucking website, and your website should match the business card and the shirts and the hats and all these different things. All right. It sends a message that you're serious. Okay. Nothing bothers me more when I see a contractor working in the neighborhood or driving on the road, and I'll see things like, man, it's a really clean truck. And you could, like, sometimes in the back of the pickup, you see they have all their tools organized really nice. Like, I look at it, I go, man, that's sending the right message. And then there's no fucking brand identity on the truck. All right. Second thing, low hanging fruit, social media, guys. All right. Social media isn't going away. And many of you are doing it wrong. Number one, you're not consistent. Number two, you're too fucking into yourself. You think like, oh, I want to keep my life and my business separate. You are not fucking IBM, even if I don't even know if they're in business anymore. You're not fucking Apple. You're not some person that works for some big corporation, or you don't own a big corporation. You own a fucking small business, and small businesses are run by people and individuals. All right. And it's a huge mistake when I go to contractors' personal profiles, literally when somebody types in something or sends me a message, says, man, my phone hasn't rang and this and that. 9 out of 10 times I go to their personal profiles on all their social media, on, let's just talk Facebook. They don't have dick on there about what they do for a living. All right. So you're not active enough on social media. You should be on there every day. All right. I know I've had some hard and fast rules in that in the past. I'm not going to share those right now, but every day you should be out there being a human, building relationships, sharing what's going on in your business, introducing us to your team members, doing videos before the job and kind of pointing how things are going to happen. Guys, I could give you story after story of the millions and millions and millions of dollars that have been sold with people in the Contractor Fight because they're doing this consistently. Okay. Now remember, the goal of social media for your business is to drive traffic and awareness and familiarity to your business. Okay. So if you are doing social media and you are not making money from it that you can track back to the source with social media where they found you, connected with you, came into your website, whatever, then you're doing it wrong. All right. And this isn't to beat you up. Guys, none of this, my tone today, don't misunderstand. I'm not like, you know, telling you all to fuck off because I think you're shitheads. I'm just, you know, we can just have shithead moments in our life and our business with the choices that we make. And that's what I'm going to call you out on here today. All right. If you are not making money from social media and you've been doing social media, you suck at it. So you need to get some help. All right. And don't do this. Okay. I catch shit for this. I am not a fan of outsourcing your social media as a small business to some fucking niece that you have that graduated with, you know, some fucking associates in marketing. You need to be the voice of the company. I'm not saying you have to physically do all the posting. Okay. What I mean is you need to be the champion of the social media and the messaging and the brand and the values you talk about. Be a human being. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. If you've hired a social media company, they're probably going, hey, we got you 18 likes on that post where it was a before and after picture. Guys, that's not building relationships. Okay. It's just not. So fuck me, Jesus. All right. Number three here. Influencers. These are people that are standing in front of your ideal clients. Who are those people? So I'll just use the example I've used 1,000 times as a painting contractor. Influencers for me were real estate agents. They were interior designers. They were home inspectors. They were plumbers who were cutting holes in walls and shit. And people were like, hey, do you know anyone who could fix that and paint the wall, right? Who is standing in front of your customers every single day? Those people need to know who you are, okay? And you be a giver to them. So like when I know somebody, I'm like, hey, why are we painting the house? They're like, oh, we're going to list the house and get it on the market. I'm like, oh, I got a couple of realtors here. I'll give you the cards that they're the top performing ones. They sell their houses really quick for asking price or above. And they're amazing. You know, if you don't have a realtor, here's Jenny or here's Bill or whatever it might be. So you got to be a giver too. All right. My number one goal was always to build 100 influencers. So like, let's say I would take a category, home inspector. And then I would list 3 home inspection companies that I didn't know yet. Or maybe I did know them. And then I would try to get 3 in every category, 3 home inspectors, at least 3 realtors, at least 3 interior designers. Depending on your market and where you are, you might be able to have more because people are spread out over the city and they might not serve certain areas or regions of the city. And so the more people that you are giving to and the more people that know who you are, the more your phone's going to ring. All right. Out of every 100 leads that came into my painting business, about 80 of them were from past customers and influencers, 80% of them. That means, just for the brainiacs out there with math skills, let's do some math here. That means 20% of my leads on average were from other outside marketing sources that we would pay for, or SEO or organic search and things like that. Okay. That was a huge strength, and it's still a huge strength of ours. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show heard by more contractors is with reviews. If I have one ask for you today, it would be for you to leave us a review in your podcast app of choice. I know it's kind of a pain to do, but these reviews mean so much and really help us get more ears on the show and get more contractors on board with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Here's what Anthony had to say about the show. This podcast is a goldmine. I can't think of anyone more dedicated to improving the lives of contractors than Tom Reber and his fight team. Day in and day out, these guys bring valuable content to help me grow my business. Because of the things that I've implemented after learning them here, I went from 0 in sales to over 1.3 million in a matter of months. This isn't a silver bullet though. If you want success, you have to implement. I appreciate Tom's tough love and his energy for helping guys and gals like me. Thanks, Tom, for everything you do and the guy you are. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time to leave that review. We super appreciate it. All right, number 4, your past clients. All right, guys, when somebody has given you money, they're 85% or so more likely to do it again if they had a good experience and you stay in touch with them. All right, now I'm going to say something right now. I'm not going to name the company, all right? But I had a contractor, a painter, who did some painting for us. They painted our basement last year in 2021. They painted our exterior. It was an amazing experience. I loved these people. They're a small, local Colorado Springs painting company. They did a phenomenal job, off the charts. And I've not heard one word from them since I cut them the last check. Now, if they're listening to this, please stay in touch with me, because the other day we were, and I know who you are and I know how to find you and I'll call you and all that other shit, because I appreciated you guys and it was great. Okay. You're just fucking lucky that I remember who you are. I actually saved your number in my phone. Okay. But I've gotten zero email marketing, zero follow-up calls, zero warranty calls, zero check-in calls, what we call them, zero mailers or anything from this company. And they have amazing service, amazing quality, great spirit of people to work with. Guys, to the point where I said to the queen here, after they painted our house, I said, I might want to talk to them about buying their company and helping them scale the shit out of this, because I love these guys. Like, that's how much I loved them, and they're not staying in touch with me. How many customers are out there like that that you have not stayed in touch with? And guys, when I got a guy, we have a general contractor in our battleground group, and we teach the tactics of how to do this. But the bottom line is we've taught him how to communicate with his past customers. And in the last two and a half months, he sold over $505,000 by simply doing what we've coached him to do a couple times a day with past customers. All right. Your past customers are a gold mine. And the reason this one's fresh in my mind with our painter is about a week ago, the queen says to me, hey, the main part of our house needs to be painted. In addition to the, oh, by the way, yeah, we want to put hardwood in our bedroom. Okay. We had a hardwood company last year too, do some hardwood in our main area and our hallway and stuff like that. And we held off on the bedroom just because it was, we didn't want to move all the shit and we had other things going on and this and that. Well, at least six times in the last 2 months, she said to me, honey, can we get the hardwoods done in the bedroom, you know, this year? And I said, yes, we can. And guess who has not reached out to me? The hardwood guy. I don't even remember the name of their company, because it's not my job to remember. It's your job as a contractor to stay on my radar. Okay. I would hire the guy in a second if I could fucking remember him. All right. All right. Number five, not just your past customers, guys, but other people in your database that you gave bids to, you had conversations with, pick up the phone. You know, I used to do this, you know, I'd spend some time every week just picking up the phone, following up with people that blew me off a year ago. Hey, Dave, it's Tom with, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I don't know if you remember me. We talked about painting your house last year and just kind of fell off the planet. I joke with them. I'd like, I feel like you went into witness protection and you never returned my calls. I just calling to see if, you know, you ever did the project. And guys, every now and then they just didn't do it. Life happened. Somebody died. They, you know, whatever, they got a new job and they just didn't want to spend the money. You never know. So you should be mailing them things and they should be on your email list and you should be picking up the phone and calling them and this and that. Guys, this one of our brand promise in the contractor fight, and I'm going to talk deeper on this brand promise thing in further episodes of the show here on the Getting Eyeballs episodes. But you have to have a brand promise. And our brand promise in the contractor fight is fanatical attention. If you just took fanatical attention and applied it to every client, every prospect, you know, that you ever had, imagine how different your business would be. This is what I'm talking about here. All right. So others in your database. All right. I got three more here and we'll get out of here. Number six, guys, open your fucking mouth. Okay. Be your own biggest fan. You're standing in line at frickin' Chipotle, ordering a burrito, pull out a business card and just say to the person next to you, hey, listen, I don't know if this is a fit or not, but I'm small business. You know, we build decks or we do this. Can I just give you my card? And you've ever run anybody that wants a project like that? Just hand out a card. All right. When I first started, this is back before, you know, Facebook and all that other shit, where we did a lot more in-person marketing and the online thing wasn't as big as it is now. And I'm a fan of online stuff, guys. Trust me. I'm doing all this online, right? But even today, I run the contractor fight. When I'm out and about, I'm literally in a parking lot and I see a contractor park next to me. I'll walk over when he's getting out of his truck and I'll give him a copy of my book. I'll go, hey man, you paint, you do this, you do that. I help contractors be more successful. There's no pitch here. There's no ask. I just wanted to give you a copy of my book, man. Hope all's well. And we got a lot of cool free content and all that other stuff. It's your job to be your own biggest fan. A lot of you guys just aren't opening your mouth enough. All right. Number seven, your current job sites. How does it look? I can't tell you how many projects we won because neighbors watched the way our crews were neat and clean and staged a nice shop area on the job site and the music wasn't too loud and we were all in uniforms, you know, painter's whites that were clean and neat and company shirts and the way we parked the vehicles and the way we cleaned up at the end of each day and just, you know, all those things people are watching. We would also go around and knock doors around our job sites. Now, we wouldn't knock doors and go, hey, can you hire us from painting? We would knock on the door and basically say, hey, we're painting down the street here, a couple houses down. You can probably see our sign in the yard. And just want to let you know, sometimes on job sites, debris blows off the job site or whatever it might be, or maybe there's some noise or you have a concern about something, this, that, or the other. Here, our crew leaders would do this, by the way. Here is my card with my cell number on it. If there's any issues that you have with us working in the neighborhood here, please let me know and I'll take care of it right away. That's how we attack the neighborhood around us. There's also neighborhood proximity mailers you can send out. There's all these different things. I'm just trying to give you simple, free, pretty much free, low-hanging fruit here, okay? And number eight, final thing here, and there's more, but this is just what I'm going to do for today. I'm not going to get big into this one, but guys, your website needs to be viewed as a tool, all right? You go out and you spend a bunch of money on a tool that does a job for you and makes the job easier, right? You go buy a saw and it makes cutting wood easier. You go buy a dingo or whatever it might be, and you drop 30, 40 grand on a dingo and the thing makes you money every day. That's how you should view your website. And if your website is not generating leads consistently for you and sales, okay, then you have the wrong website, or you have the wrong company managing it, or you half-assed it. Maybe you did it yourself. I get that. That's about as ridiculous as me doing my own fucking bookkeeping, okay? I can't do it. I suck at it. I shouldn't do it, so I don't do it. I'm not sitting here telling you that you have to go out and spend a certain amount of money on a website, okay? I get it. What I'm telling you is you need to invest in your online presence. This is low-hanging fruit. This is the day and age that we live in. Your website should be mobile-friendly. It should load quickly. There should be relevant content being uploaded to it at least once a week, preferably twice, like blogs and videos and education. Back to the top of this whole show where I said, your job is to fucking get attention for your business, right? All right. I shared earlier, I drive around the Springs. I see contractors. I give out books. Guys, I swear on everybody I love in my life, on their lives, that every day that I'm driving, anytime I'm driving around the town, anywhere in the world, actually, because I can work anywhere with our business, right? But no matter where I am, if I see a contractor truck or a sign, I take a picture of it. And then I come back home and I look them up online and I, you know, I do some research to go, okay, who's the owner of this company? And I'll send them all, if it's, I don't know, let's just go Bill's Painting Company, right? I don't know who Bill is, but Bill's Painting Company. I'll try to send an email if I can't find it through the website or online or social or whatever. I'll try sending an email to Bill at Bill's Painting Company, right? It just kind of makes sense. I am blown away. Probably a third of the pictures that I take of vehicles and signs out there of contractors, they don't have a website. Okay. Or if they do, it's like an old brochure from fucking 15 years ago and it looks like shit, or it loads slow. Like, it is astounding to me how many contractors don't have a website. All right. Because they feel like, it's a stupid investment that doesn't work. Guys, it works. Trust me. Now, it's going to take some time. You can't just build a website, let it sit there and think it's going to do something. You have to promote it. And you do that by creating blogs and content and video. You do that by sharing links to helpful tips that you have on your website to your social media channels. You send email marketing out to your customers and you don't sit here and go, hey, buy my deck this week. Okay. You send an email out that says, here's a great maintenance tip to keep your deck clean if you want to do it yourself. You know, we offer maintenance services, but if you want to do it yourself, here's a great product to use. And you can do a soft wash on it and do this and do it a couple times a year and blah, blah, blah. Here's a tip. And here's a link back to our website with a how-to video where we actually show you how to do it. See, now you're being useful to people. Your website is now a tool because you're sharing it with the world with the goal of bringing them back to your site. Hopefully this makes sense. All right, guys, all of these things are things that we cover in our marketing bootcamp. Okay. Pretty much all of them here. And you can go to thecontractorfight.com and it's somewhere under courses or somewhere. I don't know where the hell it is. Guys, we talk about your website and social and blogging and video and influencers and job sites and marketing through a better experience and how to upsell on the job site, tracking leads, email marketing, warranty and past customer calls, how to create a one-page marketing plan and all this other stuff. Guys, it's, your job is to market your business, okay? Your job is to sell stuff. You can't meet the needs that you want to meet in your business if people don't know who you are. So my ask of you right now is to implement at least one of the things that I shared today. Do it today. Okay. It's something as simple as send a text or pick up the phone and check in with a customer you did a project for 6 months or a year ago. Hey, Mary, it's Tom. We painted your house last year. Just thinking about you. you know? And it could be a voicemail, guys. I've left many voicemails doing this. I've sent texts, I've sent emails. I like using the phone because I like talking to them. All right, back to my painter here. Had they reached out to me at any time in the last few months, I literally would have said, oh, I'm so glad you called. We were just talking about having the rest of the house painted this winter. Okay. Once you're through the exterior season, hit me up. We're flexible on the timing. You want to come in and fill a week or whatever you got to do, come on in. I get it. I was a painter. Okay. But implement something. Don't just listen to this shit and do nothing with it. All right. The world is full of people that have a ton of knowledge and shitty implementation. And that's why you keep, you know, struggling the way you're struggling. That goes for all of us. It could be in our health. It could be in our relationships. It could be in our business, whatever it might be. So appreciate you guys for hanging out with me here today on Getting Eyeballs. Go pick some of this low-hanging fruit. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.